What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's Monday, the beginning of another week. And every Monday, we do something called Metric Mondays. Our goal is to bring you a short little podcast that's actionable with some data that will improve your practice and your life. Do you know there's a number that shows you how effective you are when it comes to marketing? Some of you spend so much money on marketing, but you don't know if it's working. Well, let's fix that today with a new metric called New Patient by Referral Source. And today I have my amazing co-host on. Her name is Miranda Beeson, and she tells us exactly what it is, how to measure it, and how to improve it. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It is Monday. And I hope it's a beautiful Monday where you're at and you're enjoying your drive to work or whatever you're doing, because we're going to bring it. We do this thing called Metric Mondays. We've gotten a lot of feedback from you guys that you like short to the point things that are helpful. So we're going to keep bringing it with my amazing co-host, who's the brains behind the operation. Her name is Miranda Beeson. Welcome back. Happy Monday, Miranda.
Hi. Thank you so much. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to everybody listening. I hope you're going to have a great week.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's start this week off with a good one. Where are we going today with Metric Monday?
Well, we have an interesting and probably not as common metric to think about around the new patient process today. So we're going to talk about new patients by referral source. And so this isn't the type of metric that you would normally think: production, collections, you know, click a button, get a percentage and see what happens. This is a very specific metric that helps us to really reveal and understand which of our marketing, either internal or external marketing investments and relationship strategies, are generating the best return. So we're looking at the number and percentage of new patients who come from each of your referral channels. And there are some very specific things you'll need to do when we get to the end of this to make sure your software and your team are set up for success to track this information. But when you know these numbers of where your new patients are coming from, you're able to see if where you're investing your time and money by way of internal and external marketing, are you getting the return that you really need and want to be getting on it? And then put more time and energy and funds, if needed, into those buckets.
Yeah. And I've learned so much in the time that you and I have worked together, because we've done tons of webinars on this. The impact or the value on this is tremendous. And I want you to talk a little bit more, but I'll add this one. Like, it really dispels a lot of the rumors you tell yourself about your practice. You think all of your patients, you can also attribute, if you get good at this, to the revenue to the referral source. So it just helps you be a better marketer. You know where they're coming in, you know where they came from. And it isn't, you can't make it just that simple with like, oh, how'd you hear about us? Like, you got to use some thought process in this. But let's talk about its impact from your perspective, Miranda, on the practice.
Absolutely. Well, and I'll share, this is top of mind for me because we just had our strategic planning meeting with our To the Top community, and we have some new tools around marketing. We worked with our friends at Pain Free, and we built out some ideas around internal marketing and external marketing and the things you need to do in your practice before you even go there with marketing. And so we have all of that now top of mind because we were just working on it with so many of our amazing clients. And We didn't talk necessarily, though, about once you're doing this, are you measuring the investment and where all of that is going? So knowing where your new patients are coming from really allows you to double down on what's working and stop wasting your time on money on what doesn't. And when I say what's working, it's not like you just mentioned, you can look at revenue. You can look at avatar. You can look and say, it's not just how many new patients are coming through the door from each source, but you can get as granular as you want once you are tracking the referral source to be able to see, okay, well, how many of the new patients, like if 50% of our patients come from internal referrals, of those 50% that are coming from internal referrals, what percent of those really fall into our avatar bucket? Meaning maybe they move forward with comprehensive dentistry if that's something that's really important in our practice. So you're able to really get as granular as you want to. This is the most high level way to look at this information, which is just knowing how many did we get and from what sources. So a high number of new patients that are coming from trusted referrals, such as your current patients or professional referrals, professional partners, maybe specialists that you work with in your community, that typically means that you're building really strong loyalty and strong relationships with your patients and or your community. And it's the most cost-effective way to grow your patient base. Not only in dollars and cents, because we're not having to pay or invest in marketing strategists to help lead the way or support, you know, SEO, search engine optimization, but it's also going to be one of the most cost-effective ways because these patients come in with a level of trust already that our team doesn't have to exert time or energy to build. It's like getting a head start in the race when somebody comes to us from one of these internal referral sources.
Right.
And tracking new patients by referral source is also just going to help to make sure that your marketing efforts and your messages are aligning with your ideal patient type. So we talk a lot around differentiation and vision and our core values and wanting to attract patients that value the same things we do. And when we really hone in on who is the ideal patient for our practice, we're able to look and say, if most of our new patients come from an insurance list, you know, that's our documented referral source, and not from maybe an internal patient referral source, then maybe that's a signal that we need to improve our patient experience or what's happening inside of our office. Because the only way right now, say new patients are finding us, is if we're on the back of their insurance card. And that's not who we're trying to draw in. And so we can really look at this data and pinpoint where do we need to apply countermeasure? Where do we need to double down? What's working and what's not? But it all starts with making sure that we're tracking it properly.
Yeah, let's go into the details because, again, I love this one. Let's talk about like how to do it and what can we do now, so, like right now today to impact the metric.
Right now today, like say you're a dentist listening, you're like, I actually assume my team is documenting referral sources, but I'm not really sure. Go into your practice management software and run a new patient report. Look at the last month or the last quarter. And when you run that report, and pretty much every practice management software I've ever seen, there's generally a column that says referral source. And it's going to indicate to you it's either going to be blank because our team isn't documenting referral sources, or we're going to have some here and there, but not necessarily all of them documented. Or we might look and see that there's just Google and location and a couple of key. Now, if things are going really well in your practice, you're going to see every new patient has a referral source and it's specific. It's documented and built out in a very specific way. So what you really want to do is make sure that your team has it set up in the software, that the referral sources, now you're going to have referrals going out, meaning you set up those referrals to your specialist or the orthodontist down the street. This is a different referral section in your practice management software that's for those referrals of patients coming in. And you can actually customize what you want in that list. And so you might have location, you might have Google/dentist near me, Google-veneers, Google-ortho, if you have a specialty practice. Like not just Google, because that's going to, you know, you can ask them like, what were you searching? And you get so much more out of that conversation. You may say patient or referring specialist, but get really specific so that when this question is asked, whom may we thank for sending you our way on that new patient call, your administrative team can quickly and easily go right into that list and pinpoint how did this patient hear about you. Now, if a patient does say, oh, I looked you up on Google. Oh, tell me a little bit more about what you were searching, if you don't mind. Now, they might say, well, I looked you up because my neighbor Sally comes here and she told me she loves coming here. And so actually, that's an internal referral. And so as an admin team member, I don't want to mark that with Google, but if I hadn't asked, I wouldn't know. Or maybe they're going to say they were just looking for best dentist near me. We know that their buy-in's a little lower than if somebody was looking for best cosmetic dentist near me.
Right.
Because now there's this level of IQ or interest or motivation that we've learned from just this one simple question around why and how that patient came to find us. Now, we also want to look at this monthly, because like I just shared with you, and I'm not perfect, I've missed many a new patient referrals and taking new patient calls. We get busy. The admin team is so busy. You're answering the phone, you're checking people in, you're checking people out, you're filing that insurance claim, you're responding to the patient who said the bathroom's out of toilet paper. You're doing all kinds of things all at one time. And so once a month, you have somebody who's accountable for running that report. In Dental Intel, it's super easy. It's the click of a button. And then looking at that column and going back. And anybody that's missing a referral source, do your best to look at the notes or the intake form and fill in the gaps on where that patient came from. Because we want to try to get to 100% accountability for where each of these patients is coming from. And ultimately, if you do that and you see that your internal referrals are the lowest percentage on the list, that's when you really want to dig in with your team and work on some of these elements within the practice so that we can build this referral culture. And I mentioned that tool earlier, but we talk a little bit about ways to prepare your practice with consistency and experience, consistency and language, so that we can encourage our team to celebrate those word of mouth referrals. Maybe you're going to start sending out some handwritten notes or shouting out new patients when they do send somebody to the practice. Maybe you have a little thank you system. But how are we going to create systems in our practice to not only create an experience that makes people want to send their friends our way, and then we also personalize the celebration and thank you to those people when they do so?
Yeah, it's so well said. I'm so glad you said that, because I was waiting for this is actually one of my favorite, because, and again, I've learned this from you, is it's one of the most brilliant, intelligent leading indicators. Let me explain. Miranda just shared like referrals. Just look at the three buckets. Are you getting most of your patients from referrals, insurance, or some of the marketing you're doing? And that'll show you the lagging indicators that'll happen later. So if you get most of your patients from insurance, that's telling you you're going to have more and more and more of them in the future, and it's going to be hard to get out of that. Uh-huh. But if you're building more internal referrals and more people are coming to you because they were referred because they heard about you, you know how these patients come. They come very well referred. They already know, I know you're expensive, I got to pay up front, but you're totally worth it. And the other thing is, you can see if your marketing is working right away. I can't tell you the number of dentists I've met in 31 years of doing this that have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in marketing and have no idea if any of it worked. They just believe it worked. Like, yeah, okay, so.
Yeah, we were talking to a dentist in our community not too long ago, and he said, you know, I write a check every single month to a marketing company, and I actually don't know if it's doing anything. And it's like, okay, well, number one, we need a new marketing company, because a really great marketing strategist company for dentists is going to be your partner 100%. In knowing and understanding if it's working. And they're going to help you to see the elements in your practice that need to be set up for success before you even go into it. But I love what you said, because if the bulk of what you're getting is people saying like, oh, you take my insurance, and you have a vision for your practice at any point of minimizing your write-offs and working your way away from insurance, then you have to start today with shifting to more personalized referrals, meaning people who are choosing you because of exactly who you are and what you provide, not because you're in network with their plan.
Yeah, so well said. That was so good. 13 minutes, 1 second. Awesome. Well, As always, you know, we're so excited to have you guys here on Monday. Miranda, that was fantastic.
Let me throw one little final takeaway. Have somebody on your administrative team that owns this as an accountability.
Yeah,
you know, talk with the team, maybe listen to this together and say, hey, can you be the one that just runs this report every month? And we, like, give me a rundown. Like, where are we? Did we get them all tracked? Most of the team really wants to do a good job and hit that 100% mark on having the referrals in there. We just need somebody who owns it and it's on their checklist that it gets done on a regular basis.
I'm so glad you said that too. This is why you surround yourself with great people. The most important metric of new patient referral source is the percentage of times that field is filled in.
Oh yeah.
So just as all of these metrics are, if you start filling it in and looking at the number of, you know, a number of fields that are actually filled in, it'll start to tell you things. It'll give you great information on what's happening in your practice. So I agree with what Miranda said, just make it an accountability for one of your team members and it'll help everybody. So thank you, Miranda. That was amazing as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be here with you on a Monday.
Well, you don't have a choice. How's that? You're kind of voluntold for this role because I don't know that people want to listen to me ramble about.
Well, Kirk, you're one of my favorite people to hang out with. So this gives us an opportunity to at least hang out with each other for 14 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, that's so nice of you. So great. Well, the same goes for you. I learned so much. You add so much value to everybody's life. And you guys have no idea how awesome it is to work with her. But she's actually kind of like our bosses around here. You know, she just makes things happen. So it's cool. All right. So enough of that because they already know that's true. So stick around, Miranda, while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show and Metric Monday. As always, we're so grateful you guys keep showing up. If you enjoyed today, do us a favor, hit the share button. Share it with your friends. We have over 100,000 unique users. I don't know how that's working. I don't even care other than we're just going to keep bringing it. And when you send this to someone else and they start listening, it gives us the opportunity to help somebody like you and help people create a better practice and better life. And we're adding a whole ecosystem of great things back in the Best Practices Association. We now have an app. You can check it out. If you've ever wondered, how do I fix blank, like receivables, the phone, you know, how we do scheduling? We have an answer. We've built it. It's back there. It's robust. Just go check it out. We are here to be helpful. So please reach out to us in any way because we want to be helpful. And again, if you've tried everything and you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. We have coaches that will fly into your, well, they won't fly into your practice, but they'll fly to your town, come to your practice and help you out and sort it out. That's what we do. So keep listening, keep joining. Keep giving us feedback. This community continues to grow and you're a big part of it. So thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys have an amazing Monday and we'll see you next time. Have a great day, everybody. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it and thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.